You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 173, Purgatory and the Bible. Today's challenge, the word purgatory doesn't appear in Scripture, which knows only two destinies for man, heaven and hell, not a third destiny or a second chance after death. Today's defense. Something can be biblical even if the word isn't used, and purgatory is not a third destiny or a second chance. Many terms, like Trinity, original sin, and even Bible, were not coined until after the Bible was written, but still express biblical realities. Purgatory is the final purification God performs for those who died in His friendship but who are still impure. Thus, it isn't a third destiny besides heaven and hell. Everyone who goes to purgatory goes to heaven. It's simply a stage preparing people so that they have the purity needed for heaven. Compare Hebrews 12:14. Neither is purgatory a second chance after death. It is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment. Hebrews 9:27. There are no second chances. You either die in God's friendship or you don't. One biblical passage that alludes to purgatory is 2 Maccabees 12, verses 38 to 46, in which Judah Maccabee discovers the bodies of men who fell in battle while fighting for the Lord, yet while also wearing pagan amulets. He then turns to prayer, asking that this sin might be blotted out, and he takes up a collection so that a sacrifice may be offered for them in Jerusalem. This reflects an awareness that by prayer, the living can help those in need of purification after death. This passage isn't found in the Protestant Bible, but 1 Corinthians 3, verses 11 to 15 is. In the latter passage, Paul speaks of how our works will be tested with fire. He says that if a person's work survives, he will receive a reward, but if any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. The person's salvation is not in question, but Paul compares this experience to escaping through flames as he's purified from the impure works he performed in life. Tip: though the term purgatory is not always used, prayer for the dead so that they might be freed from the consequences of their sins is found in both Judaism and the different branches of Christianity. It's only in the Protestant community that the practice has been rejected.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.